Hachette Audio presents The Thicket, written by Joe R. Lansdale, read by Will Collier. Dedication for Terrell Lee Langford. We remember our lives as if they were fables. Anonymous. Chapter 1. I didn't suspect the day Grandfather came out and got me and my sister Lula and hauled us off toward the ferry that I'd soon end up with worse things happening than had already come upon us, or that I'd take up with a gun-shooting dwarf, the son of a slave, and a big angry hog, let alone find true love and kill someone. But that's exactly how it was. It was the pox got it all started. It had run through the country like a runaway mule, and had been especially unkind to the close-by town of Hingegate. It showed up there as a bumpy, oozing death, and killed so many it was called an epidemic. Two of the ones that died were our Ma and Pa, and neither of them had ever been sick a day in their lives. I, on the other hand, was sickly all my early life, up until the time I got my health. And Lula had been kind of scrawny her whole time, but neither of us took it. I was by this time a healthy 16-year-old, and she was 14 and right on the verge of her bloom. That old pox passed us by as if it was blind in one eye. It crept up on Ma and Pa, fevered them up, covered them in blisters, and made it so when they tried to breathe it sounded like a busted squeeze box. The worst thing was, we had to sit and watch them die, and there wasn't a damn thing we could do about it. We couldn't even touch them for fear of coming down with it.